Welcome to the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, iLoan Home Mortgage, Network Title, and James Tolson with Country Financial. I'm Kirk Duckwell. Joining me is Chad Vandelot, and we are the House Geeks. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Or you can check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools. Also, follow us on our Facebook page. Type in House Geeks. Look for the little house and glasses. And if you want a ton of great, helpful tips, follow us on our YouTube page. Type in House Geeks. Look for the little house and glasses. Subscribe to our channel there. We have lots of great information that will show you how to, you know, get your home ready for sale, how to be looking for new homes, where to find some of the best deals, how just all sorts of different aspects of this process, whether you're buying or selling a home. Follow us on our Facebook page. You can watch us record live most Tuesdays at noon, or in our world today, Wednesday, for people who are watching us on Facebook. So today we're going to talk about our favorite numbers, part two. A couple weeks ago, we went over our favorite numbers to look at when judging where the market might be at, judging how a house might be performing, when it's on the market, how to, you know, just, really dive in and gauge where things are. And I thought a fun follow-up show would be, okay, well, where are these numbers actually at? Now, obviously,
and what do they mean?
And we'll cover back a little bit of what do they mean, where's the market at. Obviously, we're not going to be able to go over individual houses, but we're going to talk about, you know, different neighborhoods, cities, and the Twin Cities in general. One of my favorite numbers is that showings per listing per week. And we talked about that pretty in depth a couple weeks ago.
And just to recap, the reason this is important is it's a main indicator of demand in the current marketplace.
Yeah, think of it like the pulse of the market, like, you know, putting your fingers on your neck. This is putting your fingers on the market to see how fast it's moving.
The other interesting thing about this number as compared to the other ones is this is happening almost in real time.
Right.
Versus the other numbers, you have to wait a month, month and a half for them to get published.
So yeah, the showings per listing per week, I can basically pull the next day, right? So I can always look back just one day ago, where's the market performing? The next best thing we have is the weekly activity report, which comes out from the Minneapolis Association of Realtors. Anybody can go there and pull that. Also, we have fast links on our website, housegeeks.com. Or you get to the local market updates, and that's once a month, mm-hmm. right? And quite often, that might come out mid-month for the month before. So, I mean, some of your data points goes back a ways. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons I really, really like the showings per listing per week. So right now, the showings per listing per week is up over last week, which was 4.51 last week. And now it's at 4.9. Now, in comparison to last year, that's quite a bit slower. I think it was at 6.98 for the same week last year.
So down roughly 21%, I think we figured.
So you're saying slower?
Yes.
29%.
Wow.
It was down 34% last week, or 2 weeks ago, and then now down 29%.
Now, we should put a little asterisk to this number because we've been experiencing, I love this word, weather events lately.
Yeah.
So we've been experiencing abnormal weather, which has a dramatic impact on the buyer activity in particular. You know, we went from really, really, really cold temperature. It was as cold as Mars in the summer for a period of time. Is that correct, Kirk?
Yes.
Getting into one of Kirk's other geeky areas. He's fascinated with space, and I thought that was interesting. So we were actually as cold as Mars in the summer. That had an effect, and we also just had a ton of snow, which, for obvious reasons, slowed down people's willingness to get out in their car and go, trample through the snow and look at houses.
You know what was interesting? So that number 4.9 down 29% over the same time last year. The suburbs were actually moving a little bit last week, a little more than the cities themselves. Mm-hmm. That was kind of interesting to see that. Maybe just navigating the streets in the suburbs was easier with all the snow. I don't know. Maybe that's why they had more showings. I have no idea.
Now, the association was reporting that, it wasn't really affecting pending sales like they thought it would. And we'll get more into pending sales later. But, you know, the market has been so competitive for the last 4 years. I know that when clients called me up and asked me if I wanted to go out and look at houses, I said, absolutely, let's do it. We have a momentary period of time that we can take advantage of for some possible negotiation that will probably evaporate as soon as the weather gets nice again.
Yes, and by nice,
when I say nice,
like 20 degrees and not snowing. Exactly. You know, that's the spring market in Minnesota for anybody who's thinking about selling out there. The spring market is 20 degrees and not snowing, not 50 degrees and leaves coming out. If you're putting your home on the market then, it's a little late. Okay, 4.9. For last week. So what does this mean? You're right, Chad. There is some weather impact there. But if we look at the six-month trend on this number, showings per listing per week, it is down. And it's down probably roughly 23-24% over that six-month period of time. So the overall trend is slower than it was last year. This has not impacted sale prices yet, but give it long enough, and it'll start to. Mm-hmm. So let's go.
That's a great point.
Let's get into some of the nuts and bolts of the showings per listing. Why would it be slowing down so much? So new listings, the three-month average is up 7.9%. So you have more homes coming onto the market than were same time last year. So typically more homes coming onto the market means more inventory, right?
Yeah, more inventory. More supply, more inventory.
Depending, though, on where pending home sales are at, because pending home sales obviously can take away that supply. Well, if we look at pending home sales, they haven't changed much. The three-month average is only up 0.2%. So that's not enough to affect the overall inventory. Now, that being said, okay, for the naysayers, by the way, in my spring market philosophy, that the spring market really does basically start January 1st, weather depending, how strong it will be. But if we're looking at the pending sales, if we go back to the last week in December, there was 515 sales. And if we look at last week, it was at 834. So that's an increase of 39%. If you don't think that's a jump in activity, it is. And that is the spring market picking up. So even though we're slower than last year, which last year was a very, very busy market, we are still picking up.
Let me pose this too, because I've been thinking about this a bit because of all of the unusual weather that we've had lately. Would you expect?
Isn't this normal Minnesota weather that we just haven't had in a while?
Now, I've had a number of listings that are about to come onto the market, and I've been telling all my listings to kind of hold off until the weather stabilizes a little bit. Would you predict that we might see a slight surge of listings in the near future as we do see the weather kind of get back to normal?
Yeah, I would expect we're going to see a good amount of homes coming on, and maybe even by the time the show actually airs, that we'll have seen a jump in listing activity, and probably, definitely, this coming week as well. So, guess what? It's commercial break time.
Darn, it was getting good.
Yeah, well, don't worry. We have more stuff to go over. Trust me. We have more numbers. All right, if you have any questions for us, give us a call, 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Always happy to help answer any of your real estate questions. We'll be right back.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
My clothing is falling apart, my stuff's in a van, I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending, and the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
Minnesota's appliance specialist at Warner Stellion offer more ways to save, including fast free delivery, basic installation from specialists you can trust, free haulaway, and long-term no-interest financing to qualified buyers. Enjoy guaranteed savings through February 25th on top-selling appliances from around the world. Join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners. Choose Warner Stellion to be your appliance specialist.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Hi, I'm Kirk.
And I'm Chad.
With Bricks Real Estate and the House Geeks Real Estate Show, Sundays at noon on AM 950, here with your House Geeks Market Minute. 4.9 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the 200 to 400K price range in the Minneapolis and St. Paul area. This is seasonally expected and is a main indicator of demand in the marketplace. Pending home sales are up over the same time last year, 4.4%, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 4.41%. This is down over last week's 4.46%.
Conclusion for buyers. The snow kept coming, which is slowing up activity over the last month, creating an opportunity for more negotiation room. For sellers, as the weather improves, the home buyer activity should pick right back up, making it a good time to put your home on the market. Want to know the smarter way to buy and sell homes in the Twin Cities? Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Welcome back to the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today, we're talking about our favorite numbers, part two. What are the numbers, right? Going over where the market's actually at with these numbers that we like so much. And so we were just talking about pending home sales. Kind of getting back into it. Showings per listing per week down 29% over the same time last year. Well, we have pending home sales, which are flat. We have new listings, which are up. And we have inventory, which is up. Here is why, and that's exactly why, the showings per listing is down. And I finally realized what I wanted to say, which was, however, it's still not bad. 4.9 showings per listing per week is a seller's market, right? For sellers out there. So, and for buyers, things are moving faster, right? Mm-hmm. When you're above four, that's kind of the tipping point. Slower than four, the market, is pretty darn negotiable. Higher than four, Four, I'd say, is about average. Getting into that seller's market, you get up to 5, 6, 7, and it's really moving fast. But 4.9 is not bad for sell. You know, people who are looking at selling. Keep in mind, just a few, like about a month ago, it was at 2.37 or something like that. So,
and it'll be real interesting to see what happens to that number next week.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna have better weather. Combined with probably more inventory coming onto the market. So, all right. Now, get my notes in order here. Pending home sales. Yes, okay. 39%. Yep, move on to the next page. Okay, so let's talk a bit about price per square foot.
This, one of the most overutilized stats out there.
So. Yes, very much so. I have one more number I want to get into later here. Okay. Yes, price per square foot, one of the most overutilized stats in the industry. And where it's dangerous is when people start comparing, unless you really know what you're doing, comparing their own home to an average in an area, right? Because people's homes are very individual. Now, can you find homes that are very, very similar, same style, same updates, and start looking at price per square foot, you know, same finishes? Yeah, you can. You can use that as a viable method. But
you cannot compare a split level on a small lot, built in the 70s, to a home down the road that's a rambler on a large lot, built in the 2000s.
Right. Yeah, it's so easy. And I even see professionals make this error.
All the time.
Right, yeah, that they overextend their reach on finding comparables. By the way, on that topic, if you do want to know how to fully figure out comparables, we have a video on our YouTube page called What is a Comp? And it shows how we pick our comparable properties. So, you know, if you really want to start getting an idea of how to do it, go to our YouTube page. You'll find that there with all sorts of other great, wonderful tips.
And while you're there, like and subscribe, please.
Yes. Okay, so average price per square foot. This number I like because, as I mentioned last week, it's how you can compare companies to companies, other companies. It's a really fun exercise to do, especially if you're an agent out there, to see how your company's performing or how you are performing as an agent in comparison to the market averages, to see where your price per square foot stands. I, once again, have a video on this. I think it's a must know before you sell of how to do the adjustments and the math on it, to figure out how, you know, the value that you're providing as an agent. You know, we've talked so much about this, you know, agents that brag about, well, I sell a home in 2 days. Well, if you underprice a house, it's pretty easy to sell a home in 2 days, right? Or I sell a ton of homes. Well, it depends on your bracket that you're in. It depends on how long you've been in the business, all of that. None of that necessarily reflects value. You want to find out the value of an agent. See what is their average price per square foot when adjusted against the market average, right? That's how you do it. And watch that video to fully show the breakdown of how to do it. Okay, so Twin Cities, 13 county metro area, average is $154 a square foot, which is up 7.3% over last year. That's a nice little jump in home values.
To put some perspective to it, we were talking before the show, and we thought about 4.5% might be the historical average.
Yep.
So it's well above the historic average.
Now, comparing cities to cities, this is kind of fun. St. Paul, average price per square foot, $161. Minneapolis, 8. Yeah, it's a, so if you're looking to spend a little less money on a house, come on over to St. Paul.
We were also talking about this a little bit. There has been some, you know, high-end condo construction going on in Minneapolis more than in St. Paul, which may be elevating those numbers at a faster rate than they are in St. Paul.
Yeah, we were looking at that Minneapolis Central neighborhood, and the average or median sale price up 24%.
That is insane.
Yeah, huge, huge jump. You know, so part of that is driving the market on a whole. Let's get to average showings to pending. So what this is how many showings do you need to get to on average to get your home under contract and sold? And right now that is at 19 for the Twin Cities. So here's where you can take this number combined with that showings per week per listing. And if you have your agent pull that for your area, that showings per week per listing, you can narrow it down and say, I want this for Eden Prairie. I want this for Eden Prairie in this price range. You can figure out exactly how homes should be performing in your, you know, criteria that you have for your home. And then you can compare that against the average showings to pending. You can also pull that specific number for your area as well, showings to pending. But if I was going to take this, you know, 19 showings to pending with 4.9 average showings per listing, we can basically go, it's going to take about 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Your home should be on the market for 4 weeks if it's performing within the average.
And if you're not hitting that, or if you're above 19 showings and you haven't seen an offer, well, logic would tell you that one of a couple things may be happening. Either you may have poor marketing with poor pictures, may not be showing up on people's searches the way that they're set up, and it could be very likely that your home is overpriced as well.
Or, law of averages, you might get two offers at showing number 25 and 26.
Sure. But food for thought.
Yeah. I mean, if you start getting to that 30-plus showings, you know, and or more, really think about, you know, what's going on here. Because wasn't it interesting? We did a little stat of poor marketing versus good marketing.
Yeah,
we just did
a couple days ago.
Homes with the good marketing in the area that we looked at.
In the same price range.
In the same price range. We're getting 11% more price per square foot. And another interesting number besides that 11% spread is that the days on market was almost double, not quite, for the poorly marketed homes. An additional 60 days on market.
Wow.
So, I mean, think about it. You know, you go with that discount real estate firm or the for sale by owners. I'm going to save 2%. Well, no, you're going to actually, on average, for the ones that aren't getting that really top quality marketing out there, you know, you're going to get that 11% on average less, and then you're going to make a few more mortgage payments than homes that are well marketed. And that's another reason I like that price per square foot is you can look at the differences between companies and, like I said, how they're performing and how that ends up affecting your pocketbook. So hopefully you found this favorite numbers and what they are beneficial. We'll be back again next week.